You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is what the Los Angeles Rams need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Josh Edwards from With the First Pick podcast here to give you an ultimate mock draft for the team that finally has a first-round pick in the Sean McVay era and the pick at 19th overall. All right, let's jump into the old NFL mock draft database simulator. Going to pick 19, and let's see what we're going to do here. They lost Aaron Donald. I mean, that's the first thing you have to talk about in the middle of that defense. So I would, and there he is, Byron Murphy II is sitting right there. Do we need to overthink it? Do you want to address any other needs, or should we just replace Aaron Donald with? That's a lot to put on the young man, but I think Byron Murphy can handle it.
Yeah, I like the player. I think it's reasonable value at this stage in the first round, so I'm good with it.
All right, let's go. We have 50 picks to get through, so let's make it simple. Byron Murphy, come on down. Next up, pick 52. Man, Sean McVay actually has to pay attention to the draft this year to trade away all those picks. All right, so they've added Jonah Jackson, the left guard from Detroit. They have added Colby Parkinson, the tight end from Seattle. And they haven't done a whole lot else. They got Cam Curl, Darius Williams, and then they have to fill a bunch of needs. Jimmy Garoppolo, if that floats your boat. So at 52, what are you thinking here? Cornerback has been a consistent need, it feels like. They have Darius Williams, who they signed. I just mentioned they have Kobe Durant. The nickelback is Quentin Lake. I don't know if that's the direction you want. Oh, Mikey Sanders still sitting there. TJ Tampa sitting there. Max Melton is sitting there. Chris Abrams Drain is sitting there.
Yeah, and our next pick isn't until 83. I am intrigued by the idea of taking Chris Braswell, the edge rusher from Alabama, to pair him with Byron Young.
Love it.
Just so he's not getting isolated as much with somebody reliable on the other side.
Yeah, they had a great draft last year. Chris Braswell hasn't flown under the radar, but the talk has been about Dallas Turner. So let's take Chris Braswell here, producer Harry, and get to pick 83. Two more defensive guys, which is hysterical. All right, I'm going to – this player's not going to be there. And we should have taken him in the first round in retrospect. But go to wide receivers real quick, just for giggles. All right, Ladd McConkey isn't there because I wanted to put Ladd McConkey on this team so bad. That team would be unstoppable with Puka and Cooper Kupp. All right, 83 here. Right guard that just re-upped Kevin Dotson. They have Rob Havenstein, right tackle, Alaric Jackson, left tackle. I mean, you could look at the tackles, but none of these guys are going to come in and start right away. Amaganji's there out of Yale. Any direction you want to go here in particular, Josh?
I think the two, I would want to go corner if there was a good option available.
All right, let's see what we got. Oh, I got Chris Davis Frazier. Right, Kyrie Jackson I like a lot as a long corner. I don't know where you are on him. Kalen Carson, I don't love quite so much as high, or Kalen King, or Renardo Green for that matter. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Chris Abrams-Drain would be towards the top of the list. Michael Hall Jr., Mason Smith, a couple more names that I would probably consider. So I'll let you make final decision.
Yeah, let's go with Chris Abrams-Drain. He feels like a Rams cornerback in the Kobe Durant sort of physicality, undersized physicality mode. All right, 99, the next pick.
Couple of guys still there. We just talked about.
Magaji's still there. Is that as high as you can go? Oh, Mason Smith's still there. There you go. Sorry. Got you, Harry. Thank you. So last year they had Kobe Turner, who our buddy Rick Spielman had to eat crow on that one because he wasn't a huge Kobe Turner fan. He still contends that he can't play the run. I think Mason Smith plays the run a little better. Should we add some depth there?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, Mason Smith, come on down. So four picks, four players on defense. Hey, Harry, let's hit the old running back button just for fun. Because they have Kyren Williams. When he got banged up, they went with Ronnie Rivers. But, Ray Davis. Isaiah Davis I like as well. Is this too rich for Ray Davis?
154, I don't think it's too rich at all. I think
would you consider running back here?
The Senior Bowl. Yeah, I mean, looking at the depth chart, you got Kyren Williams, Ronnie Rivers, as you said. So none of those guys really get me excited. I don't know if Ray Davis is the guy either. But they have had some injuries there, so it's kind of a tough decision.
Let's look at safety real quick because I want to see what's best available. I like Tyke Smith. I do like Taylor Dimerson. He's a little undersized. I like James Williams, so he got to the Senior Bowl and decided he couldn't run. That didn't make me feel a lot better. I loved his tape. All right. What do you feel better about? Offense, defense? You want to go defense one more time? Is that what you're just going to keep going defense?
Yeah, go back to the best available again real quick.
Will Shipley's up there, Luke McCaffrey, Eichenberg, linebackers. They have Rosenboom and Ernest Jones, who's a baller.
Yeah, let's go with Taylor Dimerson. Give him a little bit more depth at safety there. Now we're 5 for 5 on defense.
Yeah, let's keep hope alive here. All right, we're halfway through. Man, the Rams went crazy. They didn't have a pick for. Yeah, 155. All right, let's take Ray Davis. We're not going to mess around. We got all these picks. Let me ask before you hit the button. Oh, he hit the button already. Sean McVay turned the card in already. That's all right. I was going to ask you. Ray Davis or Will Shipley? I think Ray Davis is the answer. All right, so we have defense plus Ray Davis. Now we're back up at 196. Jalen Simpson's a player I like. Joe Milton, no. Dallin Hooker is a Holker, the corner, the tight end out of Colorado State. I actually like him a lot. He feels like a Rams tight end.
Yeah.
So Higbee's coming off the leg injury. They have Hunter Long. They drafted Davis Allen last year, who got some run. Maybe they don't need a tight end here, but I don't know. Do you consider it or not? Oh, you know what?
Yeah. Let's do it. Sure.
Let's take Holker here. He's a good player. All right, next up, four more picks. Got back-to-back offense. All right, so best available, Curtis Jacobs plays linebacker. I thought he had a better 23 than 22. Eric Hall's a tight end. We don't need him because we just took one. Xavier Thomas gives you a little edge rush juice. He's an older player. Dwight McLaughlin's a cornerback. He's a bigger corner. He doesn't really feel like he fits what the Rams like to do. Christian Boyd and Brennan Jackson's edge rushers. Anything in defensive line? Anything stick out to you, Josh?
Yeah, scroll back up real quick, Harry, please. So Xavier Thomas and whoever Brandon Coleman would be the two that I would consider here. We haven't taken an offensive lineman yet. So if you want to build out some depth along that unit, Coleman gives you a little flexibility.
Let's do that. Brandon Coleman it is. Good call. All right. Three more picks. Curtis Jacobs is still there. So that works out. And Xavier Thomas is still there. You want to add some situational pass rush help with Xavier Thomas?
Yeah. I'm good with that.
I think Xavier was a former 5-star at one point. He battled injuries at Clemson. He was in the mix in the first-round conversation several falls ago. All right. What pick is this, Harry? I'm sorry. This is pick. All right, two more, 217 and 254. Make them count, Josh. Christian Boyd still there. They're going to end up trading some of these picks, I think, because you can't have 15 guys make the roster, but there's still some names here that could help your football team.
Yeah, we've taken two defensive tackles.
yeah, we may
what haven't that. We taken at this point is the only thing when you have 11 picks.
So we have Stetson Bennett. We have Jimmy G on the roster behind Matthew Stafford. We don't need depth there. We haven't taken a wide receiver yet. Not that we need one, but hit the wide receiver button just for fun. Cornelius Johnson's a bigger player. Bub Means.
Bub Means.
I love Bub Means. You take Bub?
Yeah, I think he fits into that group too because he gives you a little bit of that hard-nosed presence. He's going to be a willing blocker in that offense. So I think he fits well.
Yeah, I like it. Good. I mean, look, no disrespect to Ben Skoranek. I like Bub Means' upside more than Ben Skoranek. All right, one more pick here. All right, we've taken literally every position. Hit the safety. We took Taylor Dimerson. Never mind. Sorry, we did that already. We've taken cornerbacks. Hit the long snapper button. Let's give him a present here. All right. Producer Harry, you can pick your favorite long snapper, and that's who they'll take with this final pick, and that'll cement the – and it is that young man indeed. I'm not going to recap all these picks. You saw us do them in real time. That'll take another 15 minutes. But they start with Byron Murphy. That's a home run. I like the Chris Braswell pick as well. Run on off defensive guys before they get to the offensive guys. And, of course, they end it with the long snapper. That wraps up the Perfect Rams draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL and CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.